Healthcare has emerged as one of the major issues in this election campaign, not least because of the vocal protests of many Czech health workers against the recent reforms launched by Health Minister David Rath. A week of unrest staged by healthcare professionals drew to a close on Friday with a demonstration and march through the streets of Prague. Kristi Ironside was there.
Organizers of the protest handed out stickers that read, "I will not be the guinea pig of Dr. Rath," and led a donkey symbolizing the health minister through the city streets. Czech health workers were protesting what they see as a return to a centralized system of healthcare provision, including tighter limits on the types of treatment covered by health insurance. Jakub Bucher, a representative of the General Practitioners Association, worries about what that means for Czech patients.
If you are out of this limit, you must pay all these bills yourself. It's only mathematic operator. So the limit is some number, more you pay, and nobody want to know if it was necessary or not. So this is the first big problem, I think.
The protest came days after Minister Rath and the Social Democrats, together with the Communists, pushed through a law that would see the conversion of 146 hospitals into non-profit institutions in coming years, and would deny health insurance contracts to hospitals that refused to cooperate. Rath said he is trying to fix a system plagued by deficits and wasted resources. But Dr. David Marks, a pediatrician and faculty member at Charles University, sees the recent reforms as politically rather than socially motivated.
The healthcare policy needs to be prepared in a scientific way, not in a clearly political way. And the final goal of Dr. Rath to centralize healthcare provision will lead to a complete nationalization of the secondary healthcare system of hospitals. And we are afraid that the next steps after the elections, if the Social Democrats would win, would be the same tendency to centralize and to empower the system to the state, even in primary health care.
Many of the protesters said that Friday's event represented the culmination of over a decade of dissatisfaction with consecutive governments' mismanagement of the health care sector, and was not intended as a political statement in spite of the fact that it was held 1 week before the election. However, not all Czech medical organizations took part in the protests, nor do all see Rath's reforms as potentially detrimental to the healthcare system. Instead, some view the reforms as promoting standardized and equitable provision of health services. For his part, Minister Rath dismissed the doctors' week of unrest as a concealed part of the Civic Democrats' political campaign and questioned the intentions behind their concerns.
This strike, this demonstration staged by the richest in society, is to a certain extent an insult to citizens of this country who have to live on an average salary or a lower than average salary. Because just before an election, these are really the very richest people who are demonstrating on our streets and squares.
Whether or not the organizers of Friday's demonstration were politically motivated, this weekend's elections will decide the fate of Minister Rath's reforms.
Kristi Ironside there with that report. You're listening to Radio Prague.